And the great irony is that we value things made by hand more than we do things that come from machines, despite the fact that things from machines are more perfect. Why then do so many leaders fail to recognize the same value when it comes to their people, or for that matter, themselves? Our foibles are what make us endearing. Our irregularities are what make us unique. Our human imperfections are what make us beautiful. This does not mean that we shouldn't strive to be better, but there's a huge difference between aspiring to be our best selves and claiming to be perfect. One is a journey of fulfillment. The other is a lie we tell ourselves and others. Good leaders know that their people will only truly thrive not when they are pushed to be perfect, but when they are encouraged to be their natural best. And this is exactly why Kristen Hadid's work matters. As she built her business, Kristen learned more than the value of screwing up. She learned the value of imperfection. She learned how to create a culture in which her people feel safe being imperfect. And to feel safe being imperfect means feeling safe being vulnerable. That, in huge measure, is what has propelled her company's success and helped her people become some of the most innovative, productive, trustworthy, and cooperative employees out there. I admit, being vulnerable sounds more like advice from a self-help book